You might remember I was gone last weekend. I was away for an extended period of retreat. I had 8 full days of silence, and then about a half a day on either side, getting to the retreat and then coming back from the retreat. So you might think, that's why you look so good today, right? So refreshed. And people always have questions about, what's that like? I can't imagine myself going away for that many days or being quiet for that long. In my retreat, it's filled with a few simple elements. Prayer has to be at the top, right? Communication with God, letting Him know my thoughts, my feelings, my desires, sitting in His Word and receiving back in communication. That's, of course, the backbone of the retreat, prayer. Coming to the Lord, coming into deeper union with Him. But there's other places of refreshment, too. One of them, sleep. I don't have to wake up for anything in particular. I don't have a particular bedtime. And so just the rest that I'm able to experience on retreat is unlike anything else. And then we have Mass, and I have a time every day where I talk with a spiritual director and talk about my prayer. It was great weather while I was away, so I was able to get around a lake that's there at the retreat house and run and just be outside in the peak of the fall colors and the beautiful weather. So it was a great experience, one that's really rejuvenating. But then on the other side of that, you might wonder, okay, what's it like to come back? Sometimes I even hear comments like, welcome back to the real world, Father. Welcome back to reality. And I can even have that same thought in my head. When I come back from a retreat or from a time away, okay, get ready. I'm going back to reality. But is it reality? Is this reality? Is this more real than what I was able to receive on retreat? When I turned my phone back on and all the texts and phone calls, when I turned my email back on and that flood of hundreds of emails came, is that more real? Is watching the Vikings, thankfully they had a bye week last week, Kentucky did too, is that more real? Are going through my obligations of the day. All these things that fill our time here in the real world, are those things more real than what I experienced on retreat? I'd argue they're not. They're different. You know, I have more obligations. I have more tasks and things to do, certainly, while I'm back here. But I'd argue the other place that I was, and even carrying that back to here, that is more real. I think of the movie that was in the 90s, and they tried to reboot it a few years ago. I don't think it got very good ratings at the box office. The Matrix. You have these two different situations. You have everyone thinking they're living in reality, but in reality, they're just plugged into a computer. They're in the matrix. But then some are able to kind of escape that and see the fuller picture. They realize, wow, there's something bigger going on here. And I like to think that that's what I experience every time I go away on retreat or any time I come to the Lord in prayer. That's more real. That's more authentic, that's more true, that's more lasting. I would define reality as those three things. What is most real? I'd say what's most real is most true, it's most authentic, and it's most lasting. And there's different gradations of reality in the real world, right? Even thinking of sports, I can listen to the Vikings on the radio. I can maybe do a play-by-play on an app. That's one reality of following the game. I can watch it on television. That's another reality, one that's more visual and gives me a little bit more of the experience. I can go to the game. I can sit in the stands and cheer with the crowd and actually see the players on the field. That's an even deeper reality. I could actually be a player on the field. Now, I can't, you can't, but some can. And that's even the most, I think, experiential reality of that football game. Different gradations. Even think of relationships. I can be in a relationship with a person and have different experiences or different levels of reality in that relationship. I can send someone a Snapchat message that's there for a few seconds and then gone. I can follow them on Instagram. That's one level of relationship with this person. If they're really close, I might even pick up the phone and call them. I know, a lost art. We don't really talk to people on the phone all that much anymore. If they're really close or I really want to be with them and experience an even deeper reality, I might even just go visit them. And we each put our cell phones away and just enjoy one another. I think that's an even deeper reality of relationship and friendship. It's truer. It's more authentic. And it's more lasting. And our invitation into the faith is always a deeper invitation into the real. There can be accusations or even thoughts inside yourself. Okay, when I go to church or when I pray or when I do these spiritual things, I'm escaping reality. I'm leaving behind my obligations and other things that I do in my everyday life. I'm leaving reality in a certain sense. But I challenge you to think about it of the opposite. When I come to the Lord into this relationship of love that will last forever, that's more real. If God is not real, if our faith is not real, then nothing is. Our faith and our relationship with the Lord is the most real reality because it's the most true, it's the most authentic, it's the most lasting because it goes forever. When we read about our faith or study it or examine it, we don't look at it as a history subject. When we think of St. Jude, our patron, whom we celebrate today in glory in heaven, we don't think of him as just a storybook character. You know, we put up a new mural of him, or we bring this statue in of him today in the church. Okay, St. Jude, he's this great figure. He's this great character who maybe lived a long time ago. I'm not even sure of that. But he's far removed from me. That's not true. St. Jude is living right now. He's in complete union with God right now, and he's inviting us to do the same, to come into that same union and friendship and communion with the God of the universe, the one who is the most real anywhere. If he's not real, if God's not real, then nothing's real. So brothers and sisters, let's maybe refocus today. What are the other things I'm going to do today? What are the other things I'm going to do this week? Let's take off that lens that those things are most important or most real. And let's come back to the one who made us, the one who loves us, and the one who invites us into deeper intimacy and faith. That is most true. That's most authentic. That's most lasting. Because my cell phone, it won't last forever. My sports interests and my work and my emails, all those things will fade away one day. But the reality of God's love for me and his invitation to be in friendship and communion with him, that alone will last.